Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldra, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the 10th Perek, Hagozel Umachil. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Importin Lomatevas Amoksin, one may not take change from coins in the custom collector's box, but Lomakish Al Gabayim, nor from the tax collector's purse, may notin Mehem Sedaka, and nor may one take charity from them because the coins were not taken legitimately and are thus stolen. The Gemara said, Shmuel said, Dina de Malchus Adina. The law of the kingdom is considered the law, so the money should not be stolen. Shmuel answered, B'mochus she'en lo kitzba. The Mishnah's case is a customs collector who has no limit in the amount he takes, which is not a legitimate collection, so the funds are stolen. Rabbi Yannai's academy answered, B'mochus ha'omid me'ilav. The case is a customs collector who appointed himself without the king's authority. In another version, these answers are given to explain a Malchukas Tanaim if one may wear a kalim to evade customs where his intent is not to physically enjoy the garment, but both permit the customs evasion itself. In a third version, these answers are given regarding the mission that allows making a netter to convince the customs collector that produce is truma. Point number two, a Braisa teaches that where a Jew and a Kanani robber come for judgment, then the judge should follow whichever law, Jewish or Kanani, which exonerate the Jew. Otherwise, Rabbi Shmuel says, we employ stratagems against him to exonerate the Jew. Rabbi Kiva says, we do not, b'fnei kiddush Hashem. This implies that otherwise, Rabbi Kiva would allow stealing from the Kanani, which contradicts his statement in a Braisa. From where do we derive that stealing from a Canaanite is prohibited? The Torah says a Jew sold to a Kanani as a servant must be redeemed and not escape. Rabbi answers, Rabbi Kiva's second ruling refers to stealing from him, which is prohibited. And his first ruling refers to canceling his loan, because withholding payment is permitted. Rabbi is following his own opinion that an eved ivri is physically owned by his master, so escaping without redemption is actually stealing. Rabbi Shimon Chasida said that although stealing from a Kanani is prohibited, aveda so muteris, his lost article is permitted to keep. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says this does not apply where chil Hashem may result. Shmuel says to usum muteris, money received through his mistake is permitted to keep. And point number three, Shmuel taught dina de malchus et dina, the law of the kingdom is considered valid law. Rabbi said to that you may know this is true. The katre dikle v'gashre gishre, because the king's agents cut down palm trees without the owner's permission and build bridges with them, and we go across the bridges. If the wood be considered stolen, the bridges would be prohibited to use. Abaya asked that perhaps the bridges became permitted through the owner's yeush, but Rabbi responded that yeush alone would not permit their use since they do not undergo a change of domain nor a sufficient physical change. Abaya asked that the king's agents do not follow his directive to chop trees from all the valleys because they chop all their trees from a single valley, so the trees are stolen. Rabbi answered, Shulchut de Malka gamalka v'lo tarach. The king's agent is like the king, and it's understood that he does not bother to take trees from all the valleys. The residents are entitled to demand compensation from the other valleys. If they do not, they cause their own loss. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Ein portin lo matevas amoksin, one may not take change from coins in the custom collector's box, lo makishol gabayim, nor from the tax collector's purse, vein notin mehem tzedaka, and nor may one take charity from them, because the coins were not taken legitimately and are thus stolen. The Gemara asks that Shmuel said, Dina de malchus adina, the law of the kingdom is considered the law, so the money should not be stolen. Shmuel answered, B'mochus she'en lo kitzba. The Mishnah's case is a customs collector who has no limit in the amount he takes, which is not a legitimate collection, so the funds are stolen. Rabbi Yannai's academy answered, B'mochus ha'omid me'ilav. The case is a customs collector who appointed himself without the king's authority. In another version, these answers are given to explain a Malchukas Tanaim if one may wear a kalim to evade customs where his intent is not to physically enjoy the garment, but both permit the customs evasion itself. In a third version, these answers are given regarding the mission that allows making a netter to convince the customs collector that produce is truma. Point number two, a Braisa teaches that where a Jew and a Kanani robber come for judgment, then the judge should follow whichever law, Jewish or Kanani, which exonerate the Jew. Otherwise, Rabbi Shmuel says, we employ stratagems against him to exonerate the Jew. Rabbi Kiva says, we do not, b'fnei kiddush Hashem. This implies that otherwise, Rabbi Kiva would allow stealing from the Kanani, which contradicts his statement in a Braisa. From where do we derive that stealing from a Canaanite is prohibited? The Torah says a Jew sold to a Kanani as a servant must be redeemed and not escape. Rabbi answers, Rabbi Kiva's second ruling refers to stealing from him, which is prohibited. And his first ruling refers to canceling his loan, because withholding payment is permitted. Rav is following his own opinion that an Eved Ivri is physically owned by his master, so escaping without redemption is actually stealing. Rav Shimon Chasidus said that although stealing from a Kanani is prohibited, Avedah so muteris, his lost article is permitted to keep. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says this does not apply, where Chilul Hashem may result. Shmuel says to usum muteris, money received through his mistake is permitted to keep. And point number three, Shmuel taught dina de malchusa dina, the law of the kingdom is considered valid law. Rava said, Tidda, you may know this is true, the katre dikle v'gashre gishre, because the king's agents cut down palm trees without the owner's permission and build bridges with them, and we go across the bridges. If the wood be considered stolen, the bridges would be prohibited to use. Abaya asked that perhaps the bridges became permitted through the owner's yeush, but Rava responded that yeush alone would not permit their use, since they do not undergo a change of domain nor a sufficient physical change. Abaya asks that the king's agents do not follow his directive to chop trees from all the valleys because they chop all their trees from a single valley, so the trees are stolen. Rava answers, Shulcha de Malka ka Malka v'lo tarach. The king's agent is like the king, and it's understood that he does not bother to take trees from all the valleys. The residents are entitled to demand compensation from the other valleys. If they do not, they cause their own loss. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simon is a geek. A geek. So here goes. The coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, had no problem crossing the bridge the king's agents built to show his friend his coin collection because dinna de malchus dinna. Once again, slow motion. The coin collector geek. Geek. That must be Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Geek. The coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector who collected without limits, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, importing on tables of mochsin, one may not take change from coins in the customs collector's box, nor from the tax collector's purse, and nor may one take charity from them because the coins were not taken legitimately and are thus stolen. The Gemara said, Shmuel said, Dina de Malchus Adina, the law of the kingdom is considered the law, so the money should not be stolen. Shmuel answered, but Mocher she'en lo kitzvah. The Mishnah's case is a customs collector who has no limit in the amount he takes, which is not a legitimate collection, so the funds are stolen. A different answer is given. So the coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that stealing from a non-Jew is prohibited. Rav Shimon Chasidus said, although stealing from a Kanani is prohibited, Avedah so muteris, his lost article is permitted to keep. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, this does not apply where a Chilul Hashem may result. Shmuel says to Usum Muteris, money received through his mistake is permitted to keep. So the coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, had no problem crossing the bridge that the king's agents built to show his friend his coin collection because Dina de Malchus Adina, which reminds us, Shmuel taught Dina de Malchus Adina, the law of the kingdom is considered valid law. Rava said, Tidda, you may know this is true because the king's agents cut down palm trees without the owner's permission and build bridges with them, Vavrim Malayu, and we go across the bridges. If the wood would be considered stolen, the bridges would be prohibited to use. So once again, the coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, had no problem crossing the bridge that the king's agents built to show his friend his coin collection because dinna de malchus adinna. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Siman Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzala kit. So here goes. The Hatzala member, Hatzala, that must be on Daf Kuf Tes, Hatzala kit. The Hatzala member who just declared a man dead and was shocked to hear the dead man's son, who had previously stolen from his father and sworn denial, attempting to mocha himself the payment, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether a Gazlan can forgive a robbery payment to himself, such as in the case where one stole from his father and swore to deny it, and then his father died. So the Hatzala member who just declared a man dead and was shocked to hear the dead man's son, who had previously stolen from his father and sworn denial, attempt to bemoke himself the payment. Near the Hatzala kit, where a Mishmar of Kohanim were dividing the payment that was given to them by a fellow Kohen who had robbed a ger who subsequently died, which reminds us, if a Kohen robs a ger who subsequently dies without heirs, it's the current Mishmar that divides the payment, and this Kohen cannot keep the payment himself. So the Hatzala member who just declared a man dead and was shocked to hear the dead man's son who had previously stolen from his father and sworn denial attempt to bemoke himself the payment. Near the Hatzala kit where a Mishmar of Kohanim were dividing the payment that was given to them by a fellow Kohen who had robbed a ger who subsequently died. Across the street from where an off-duty Kohen was on his way to bring a carbon, anticipating getting the meat and the hides, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses from where we know that a Kohen may bring a carbon at any time, not even during his Mishmar, and that he gets to keep its meat and hides. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. When the elderly Kohen award the gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud. When the elderly Kohen award the gold key for many years of dedicated service, appointed another Kohen to bring his carbon, even though the meat and hides would go to the Mishmar, which reminds us, the Brisa in the previous Daf concluded, if the Kohen bringing his carbon was old or sick, he may give his carbon to any Kohen he wishes to sacrifice, even not from the Ker Mishmar, and the reward for its service, meaning its meat and its hide, are given to the men of the Ker Mishmar. Rapap explains the case is where he's able to perform the avoda and eating al yedei hadchak with difficulty. Avoda done with difficulty is valid, so he may also point another Kohen. Eating with difficulty is not valid, since it's considered achilas gasa, excessive eating. So the meat and hide are given to the Ker Mishmar. So when the elderly Kohen awarded the gold key for many years of dedicated service, appointed another Kohen to bring his carbon, even though the meat and hides would go to the Mishmar, he saw a Gazlan who came that evening to return what he stole from a ger who died without heirs, being turned away since the Karen is called an Ashim, and an Ashim is not brought at night. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches the law that if one robs a ger and swears in denial, who dies without heirs, he pays the principal and chomish to Kohanim. A Braisa darshans Ashim Zekeren. The word Ashim in the pasuk refers to the principal of the robbery, not a carbon. A moshev zechomish, and that is returned in the pasuk, refers to the chomish surcharge. This is the source of Rava's ruling, gezel ager shechizir b'layla, the robbery of a ger, which the gazlan returned to the Kohanim at night, well, yatsa, he did not fulfill his obligation. So when the elderly Kohen awarded the gold key for many years of dedicated service, appointed another Kohen to bring his carbon, even though the meat and hides would go to the Mishmar, he saw a gazlan who came that evening to return what he stole from a ger who died without heirs, being turned away since the carrot is called an Ashim, and an Ashim is not brought at night, and told him to come back tomorrow during the day, and he would happily accept it as one who receives Matanos. Which reminds us, Rava asks, Kohanim begezel ager, regarding Kohanim, receiving the robbed property of a ger, Yorshin Havu or Mekabli Matanos Havu? Are they considered like the ger's heirs or the recipients of gifts from Hashem? Our Braisa lists the robbed property of a ger as one of the 24 Matnas Kohuna, gifts of Kohanim, proving that they are considered gifts. Kuf Yud Aleph. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. While the gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the Kohanim in the first kayak, that must be one Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. While the gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Nasan Ashram Yoriv, Vekesavu Yadaya, if the gazlan gave the ashram to the first Mishmar of Yoriv and the money to the second Mishmar of Yadaya, Rav Yehuda says, Yachzer Kesav Eitzel Ashram, the money reverts to where the ashram is, meaning is given to Yoriv. The Chachamim say, Yachzer Ashram Eitzel Kesav, the ashram reverts to where the money is, meaning Yadaya. The Gemara explains their positions. So while the gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, the person who ate some food the gazlan had stolen before the yeish of the owner was paying the owner. Which reminds us, Rav Chisa said that if one robbed something and the owner did not despair of retrieving it, and another person came and ate it from the robber's possession, if he wants me to collect from this robber, and if he wants me to collect from that one who ate it, he explains that as long as the owner has not despaired, it stands in the owner's possession. Therefore, the one who ate it took it from the owner's possession and is also liable. So while the gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, the person who ate some food the gazlan had stolen before the yeish of the owner was paying the owner. Jealous of the boy enjoying the kayak his father stole and left over for him, since Rishus Yoresh K'Rishus Lokeach Dami, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the father left the robbed item to his children, they're not liable to pay. Rami Bar Chama said, Zosomeres Rishus Yoresh K'Rishus Lokeach Dami. This teaches that an heir's domain is like a purchaser's domain, meaning it constitutes a Shinui Rishus, a change of domain. This Shinui Rishus, which follows the owner's Yeush, enables the heirs to acquire the item and keep it. Rava said, Rishus Yorish Lav K'Rishus L'Keach Tami. An heir's domain is not like a purchaser's domain, and the heirs do not acquire the item. The Mishnah's case is Kishal Cholim, when the heirs consumed it after inheriting it, and it cannot be returned. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is Yekev, a winery. So here goes. The children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, that must mean one Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Yekev. The children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, which reminds us, Rava said that if a father died and left his children a cow he borrowed, they may use it all the days of its loan. If it died, they're not responsible for its unavoidable mishaps, since they never accept the responsibility for it. If they thought it was their father's and consumed it, they paid the mebasar bazol, meat at a cheap rate, meaning the benefit of someone who otherwise would not consume meat. So the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchas, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din, which reminds us, if a father robbed something and he left it intact before his children when he died, the Tanna Kamma says they must return it whether they're adults or minors. Simchas said Katanim do not have to return it because he holds a minor cannot be sued in Beis Din. So the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchas, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din. Watch one of the employees race to Beis Din to prove a loan document was forged before his allotted time ran out, which reminds us, Rava details the process where the defendant requests time to prove a document has been forged. If he doesn't come at the end of the allotted time, they wait for the following Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and then excommunicate him. 90 days are allowed to enable him to find money or sell his property, and if he still does not come, kasmin adrakte aniske, we write a seizure warrant on his property. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff they learn, according to Simchas, if a father left over an item he stole for his children, they do not have to return it since minors cannot be sued in Beis Din. That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff the Malchuk is if Rishus Yorish can Rishus Lokeach Dami? The Rishus of an heir is like the Rishus of a purchaser, meaning it constitutes a Shini Rishus. That's on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which stuff the one when a Kohen steals from a Ger who dies without heirs, the payment is divided by the current Mishmar. That's on Daf Kuf Tes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we see the Din of Din Malchus Din apply regarding public bridges? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that since the Karen is called an Ashim, the Gazlan is not Yodze, returning the payment if he returns it at night? That's on Daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that if a father died and left his children a cow he borrowed, and then the animal died, they're not responsible for unavoidable mishaps since they never accept the responsibility for it? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss if it's the Mamun or the Shvua which obligates Kefal that exempts from Chomish? That's on Daf Kuf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that's prohibited to steal from Goyim? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you when a son who stole from his father and swore denial and then the father died, he cannot be Mochel the payment to himself? That's on Daf Kuftes. Good. Number 10. Which of them that one cannot take change from a customs collector who collects without limit? That's on Daf Kufyud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.